Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome aboard tonight. Glad to have you online with us. This is the Shepherd's Call, and we are in the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis tonight. We're all geared up and ready to go. We've got a good one for you. How the serpent entered into the house of Israel. Now, we believe that the scriptures will indicate, according to the Bible, that Abraham's children are mixed along into the Canaanite seed. How did that happen? The mystery of that. We believe that possibly you are going to listen tonight, if this is the first time you've tuned in to the Shepherd's Call, it'll probably be the first time you've ever heard this message in the context as it is going to be given. Now, this is very controversial, and we think that perhaps it is the only time you will probably ever be permitted to hear it. We don't know of anyone in the continental United States or abroad, they may be, but we don't know of anybody, especially on worldwide radio, that is preaching in this context. Now, we're going to take no prisoners here tonight. We're just going to call the ace an ace and a spade and let the cards fall where they will. We're going to be fully persuaded that the truth, in light of the truth, will be the light to guide you into realities and eternal life. And we talked about last night how that the divine purpose of Abraham, the covenant, was given unto him and to Isaac in the 28th chapter of the book of Genesis, and now we are in the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis as Jacob is going to go down into the land of Egypt. Now this is actually in the 45th verse where that Jacob found out that his son Joseph, who he presumed was dead, but he was very much alive. Here is the birthright child. All these years that Joseph had disappeared, Jacob feared the word of Yahweh had gone awry, meaning that Joseph was promised the birthright blessing covenant. Jacob knew this, and he loved Joseph above all of his children. Isn't that amazing? That he was drawn close was by not a spiritual attachment, a thread. We call it the scarlet thread, if you will, that weaves its way throughout the Bible. We know that it's connected by the fiber of my flesh and blood. For flesh and blood will not reveal these things unto you, but by my spirit, saith Yahweh. And here it is, we are in this great raging debate. This debate has entered the house of Israel, and it is bringing discontent, if you will. If you will, it is actually bringing a discord into the house of Israel. Now you say, is the word of Yahweh to bring discord? It's to uproot everything that is not sown properly. And this message tonight will prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have evidence to support our theories here that the snake is in the house of Israel and perhaps sitting in Moses' seat as a Pharisee, as we demonstrated last night. The Pharisaical spirit is rich and thriving among the house of Israel. Now, who is the house of Israel? If you will go to Joshua, begin at the 15th chapter of the book of Joshua, and read through the 18th chapter. The three chapters is the designated chapters where that the land is partitioned out to the 12 sons of Jacob. Now, you can get the identity of where each son was purposed and led to. Here in the 18th chapter, let me give you just a brief outline of what it's all about here tonight, praise Yahweh. As I want to make a point here about Joseph, as he is one of the sons that was purposed to have the remaining land that was the birthright land. I'm going to prove to you that he had the birthright land. Now, the 16th chapter of the book of Joshua and the lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho. Now, if you'll go back to the 4th chapter of the book of Joshua, you will find, incredibly, that Israel, the whole 12 tribes, entered into the promised land on the 10th day of the first month, the Passover month. This is amazing, as we can read here in the 4th chapter, and I'd like to refer this to you, and it takes them to what is known as the stone circle, where they erected an altar. This altar had to be in the birthright territory. And ladies and gentlemen, this altar is still there unto this present day, according to the scriptures. Now, why is it that that altar is there, praise Yahweh? It is simply because that when Yahweh does something, he does it quite well, praise Yahweh. And as they entered into the land of Israel through Jericho, they crossed the Jordan. Now, notice the territory here. I want to show you something very interesting as we are going to now start a process of telling you how that the children of Israel are blessed and how the serpent eased himself into the tribes and begin to mix and wreak havoc. And ladies and gentlemen, when you get the serpent in the hen house, not only does he swallow the eggs, he eats the chickens as well. So here we go. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho, by Jordan. Remember, they crossed Jordan, and they were commanded to pick up 12 smooth stones and carry them to a mount called Gilgal. Now, at the mount of Gilgal, they could see Jericho. Isn't it amazing that the children of Israel, the birthright children, were to possess this very land where that they built the first altar, and this first altar was the place where all Israel came to worship. Now, we're talking about the central location or the national recognition for the whole 12 sons to come to this particular place and there, three times a year, appear and there worship Yahweh on his altar. Notice this. This Jordan, as they cross Jordan on the east to the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel. Now, they were in line with Mount Bethel that goeth out from Bethel to Luz and passeth along unto the border of Arachi to Atoroth. Here is the description as the children of Joseph are entering into the promised land, and the birthright covenant people are now positioned to take their position of preeminence, very prominent position, by the way. And here it is, chapter 4, verse 20. Let me give you verse 19. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal, east of Jericho. How about that? Here, right in this very territory, is where Jacob, our father, saw upon the stone at Bethel. And now it is a cherished, guarded, precious stone, held now in its original territory of the tribes scattered abroad in Scotland. So the house of Israel is designated that the son, the 11th son, Joseph, would be the birthright son. And isn't it fitting that Jeremiah carried the queens to Scotland, and there, we believe that Jeremiah, we believe that he had a vision, a spiritual vision, a, if you will, a scarlet thread connection to the purposes of Yahweh, as he now is bringing the seed of Joseph into the Isles, and there he's preparing them to cross the great Atlantic into the United States of America, the USA. If you spell Jerusalem, which in its proper wording, it is Yah-Rusalem, the city called by his name. This is the birthright privileges, and now America is now Joseph's territory. Ephraim, the United States of America. And they encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho, and those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal, which is Strong's number 1537, means wheel or heavenly circle. There, they prepared an altar that displayed the correct power and the proper worship that is in heaven. Remember, he said, make it according to the pattern in heaven. So whatever you design in a mirror, looking back toward heaven, ladies and gentlemen, they are now getting ready for the next festival feast in heaven, and that will be Passover. You can take Passover on the first of the first months, or you can take the second one in the second month, which would be in May. We are going to take the second Passover in the month of May, beginning in the 25th of May, the 25th evening, the evening of the 25th, we will be in communion with the saints in Andrews, North Carolina. There will be people coming in from all over the United States. The invitation is going out in the next 2 months, and we are going to advertise our feast. If you've never been to a festival, feast of Passover, where we kill the lamb, you say, oh my, Pastor Buddy, you mean you kill a lamb? Of course we do. What does the book of Passover instructions tell you to do? It tells you to put up a lamb on the 10th day, and this is the commandment to your generations forever. When did it cease? Oh, Pastor Buddy, we've done away with the law. Glory to God. Well, we're here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the festival of Passover has been passed over for crackers and grape juice in some very nifty, nice communion church bell boxes, we call them, where they toast grape juice and crackers, the sun wafer, if you will, the IHS, the Babylonian sun god, as they celebrate the Easter of a Passover. Here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're teaching you that the sonship and the discipleship and the authorship goes to Joseph, and here the lot of Joseph fails exactly where that Joshua, an Ephraimite himself, by the way, a son of Joseph, brought the children right into the coveted territory where the birthright symbol would be the altar and the stone of Bethel. The children carried it as they guarded it zealously. The tribe of Joseph carried the stone religiously for over 430 years before they entered into the land. Now, isn't it amazing, praise Yahweh, that we find these little interesting tidbits to pass on to you that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Going back to John chapter 8, I want to establish something for you here in the 8th chapter to show you that you must beware that it ain't everything that says it's a Jew that is bloodline kin to the house of Israel. Now, I want to get this up straight and tell you real soon that when I say Jews, I'm not indicting the true blues from the tribe of Yehuda. It's called Judah in English today, and they give the name Jews to the Jews who are God's chosen people. This is not true. We're going to prove to you that there's more to the God's chosen people than just one tribe. One tribe does not constitute Israel. Israel is 12 tribes. And this tribe of Judah somehow has got the distinction, and they stick out their chest. And around the world, when you mention a Jew, you say, oh, yeah, you're God's chosen people. You're blind. You can't see Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no scriptures anywhere in the Bible that says that the Jews are blind. Oh, duh. Pastor Buddy, what makes you so bold and cocky? Because I've read the book. I've studied. You say, well, I've heard it preached all my life, glory to God, that the Jews are God's chosen people, and we are the Gentiles. Of course you have. Who's teaching that? These Judeo preachers, these politically correct agenda preachers, with a 501(c) charge to them, and they're doing quite a marvelous job because, you see, Israel is blind. It's not the Jews, it's Israel. Now, that is in Romans 11:25. Brother, I will not have you ignorant of this one thing, that blindness in part has happened to Israel. It didn't happen to Judah. Judah is just one of the little spokes in the wheel here, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to show you that Judah is one of the major problems here. If you will, the Achilles heel of Israel is Judah. They are the weakest, if you will. And there's no promises to Judah in the Bible whatsoever that would indicate that it is the chosen birthright tribe. There's none. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I've really preached all my life that the Jews are God's chosen people. I say yes. I mean, I believe that for 30 years. But when donkeys fly, you can believe a lion be damned. Jacob believed that Joseph was dead, but he's alive and well and growing corn, waiting on him to come to Egypt. Ladies and gentlemen, you might have to go down into some dark understanding of your mind. If you've been misled, if you've been deceived, you might have to go all the way through Egypt. And here's Pastor Buddy down in Egypt, down in the dark area of the truth here. But where does the light shine the brightest? In the darkness. I'm not out here on the national scene, on national television. I'm not Oral Roberts, Billy Graham, etc., etc., bringing in. I don't have a worldwide television ministry like Mr. Graham. You say, well, do you respect Mr. Graham? No, I respect him. He's doing his job, and he's doing it well. Do you disrespect all these others? No, they're doing their job. What kind of job they're doing? To deceive the very elect. That's what their job is. Let's get with the program here and address the fundamental truths up front and downtown. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, you ain't going to make any friends because everybody believes that Billy Graham is a Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you of one thing. Billy Graham has done more to deceive people than he has to enlighten people. Of course, he's offered Christ and the blood of Christ, and he has been trained very well. Maybe his last name is even suspect. I don't know. But they tell me his last name is Frank. Might ought to tell you something. Sort of matches the general we got in charge now in Afghanistan. Take a long look at that creature. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now positioned these mongrels into the positions of authority, and they are writing the agenda. No wonder we thought that the Jews are God's chosen people. If you hear it, and you're conditioned to thinking that's all you've ever heard, and you haven't had time to search the Bible. You see, they make sure that you don't have very much time, and when you go to church on Sunday, you're so down, tired, and wore out, and bored out of your skull that you take a little open-eyed snooze. You ever done that? You know, and your head will just dawdle, you know, and the preacher's up there, and he's saying, God's chosen people and the Jews, and God's coming back to set the temple, and let's wait till the Jews gets the green light, glory to God, and then God will come, hallelujah, and reign a thousand. You know, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And the Bible says that the house of Israel, who is sitting right in among the snakes, they're sitting right in there asleep. Arise from sleep, and Yahweh shall give you light, Jacob Israel. And this is the only, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, this is the only message that will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Jews are not God's only chosen people. You say, oh, yeah, I know that, Pastor, but it ain't no argument. God loves everybody. We're Gentiles, and the Jews are God's chosen ones. Again, I'm going to show you tonight that that is not true. There is no truth in that statement. Matter of fact, it's the other way around. You ain't going to believe how you've been led down the primrose path of deceit by cunning and crafty snakes. No wonder they wiggle and leave a little trail in the dust. They can't walk a straight path. A snake can't walk straight, ladies and gentlemen. Satan can't walk straight, and neither can his ministers. The Bible says that Yahweh will send them a strong delusion and an anointing. They have an anointing to lie to you. Oh, yes, yes, they make you believe it because you want to believe a lie. The Bible says you want to believe a lie and be damned. It's much easier to believe a lie and just accept the status quo or things as you have understood them, and therefore you don't have to wrestle with truth, and you don't have to uproot your little rat's nest you've made or your little comfort zone when Pastor Buddy or some other minister comes and brings the sword and begins to bring the heat and turn up the flame. You begin to holler, ooh, oh, 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 ooh. Too much cost here. I think I'll go back to the bail box. Well, have a nice day. Don't let the door hit you as you run out of the truth. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. I guarantee you one thing. If you ever get back in, it will be by the skin of your teeth. If you have been enlightened after the second revelation here, ladies and gentlemen, you ain't promised any more life for that. You might wake up in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people where hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, and two-thirds of Jacob Israel is going to be joining him down there. And I am warning you, blue-eyed, blonde-eyed, green-eyed, hazel-eyed, brown-eyed, you better watch it. You better be careful in what you hear. You better really search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life and have none. Praise Yahweh. Notice here, verse 33, then answered him, we be Abraham's seed. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is a direct statement from the Sanhedrin, or the Pharisaicals. We be Abraham's seed. Now, let me see here. We be Abraham's seed. How in the hell did they become Abraham's seed and be of the devil? Well, not heavens. From heaven to hell here. Praise Yahweh. Let's get the truth out here. I know that you are Abraham's seed. Oh, we're going to come back after the break. You stay tuned. Bring back somebody with you. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to Shepherd's Call. The controversial show on the radio. Why? Do we try to be? Nah, we just preach truth. Well, truth is stranger than fiction, ladies and gentlemen, because so many people have been lied to. When truth comes along, they think it's fiction. And then it starts a controversy. I'm the only preacher that will admit that these Jews here are Abraham's children. You know why? Because I'm the only one that I know of on the radio that can explain how they became Abraham the seed and yet was with the seed of the serpent. In other words, they were mixed. I'm the only one that will tell you that the snake is in the house of Israel. If you want to find the snake, come to Israel. There's more snakes in Israel than anywhere else. Yahweh said, I know where Satan's seat is. Now, if you will, I'm in John 8, by the way, if you're just joining me, this is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and we ain't taking no prisoners here tonight. We're going to put them all out of commission. And then we're going to march on with the truth, and everybody that wants the truth, you see, that's why that people are afraid to identify here with the Shepherd's Call. Got any men and women tonight ain't afraid to call Pastor Buddy and talk about this? We got anybody out there that's got enough guts and backbone to stand up in this last day and announce that you believe the truth and you know how the snake got in Israel and you're not ashamed to tell your neighbor? That you can boldly proclaim who you are versus who they are? I know, verse 37. Draw your line in your Bible from verse 33 down to verse 37. I know that you are Abraham's seed. Verse 33. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed. He acknowledged it. Verse 37. I know you're Abraham's seed. How can that be? Well, let's go back to the 46th chapter and I'll show you. You want to really know the truth? You will hear the bell box preachers preach this way. This won't be a boring, snoring Sunday go-to-meeting message, because the bell box preacher ain't going to preach this. This is jar you out of the pews. This might wake you up. This might ring your noggin, so to speak. If you ever been in boot camp, I used to be a drill instructor in boot camp. And I was taught to get these swagger sticks, and we would cap them with a 30 caliber machine gun casing. Put that on the end of the stick, and all the soldiers had to wear their steel pods. And if they caught you napping, you know, you could just ring their bell with the end of your swagger stick. And you talk about coming to attention, and you talk about getting the message. The old drill sergeant knew how to do that. Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, the preachers today have lost their ability to drill the truth into you. And so they bore you into hell and back with a boring, God's chosen people. We need more stained glass windows in here. We need to knock out the north wall and build south and north and west. And we need more room. Why? Because people like to come in. Sleep on Sunday morning. The only time they wake up is when the ushers come through with buckets to take out an offering. That's the only time they want you awake anyway, is to get in your pocketbook. They're robbers. They rob you in tithes and offerings. The priesthood. Who, if you go to Malachi chapter 3, who do you think does the robbing here, ladies and gentlemen? The preachers. It was the preachers that robbed Yahweh. It says so. Go over and read it and see if it don't say it's the priests that have robbed him. How they robbed it? They keep it all for themselves. They don't want to give you no truth. Praise Yahweh. Here it is. Jacob is going down into it. Now this is the meat, the heart of the message here on how the snake got into the house of Israel. We're in the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, if you got the book of Jasher handy, well, if you would pull it out of the shelf here, I'll give you a scripture here just in a minute, a chapter that you might want to read. You might find it very interesting to read a little bit out of the book of Jasher. It's spoken of, by the way, in the Bible. So then, let's go. Now, this is Jacob. He's getting ready to go down into the land of Egypt to see his son Joseph and to reunite the 12 tribes. And all of the brethren are going to be there and present themselves. Well, now it's going to give you the sons as they are preparing themselves and the offspring to load up in their wagons and head south. Verse 8. These are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons. Jacob and his sons. Add 12. And it's going to tell you exactly who's who here, from what wife, or from what concubine, and where they are at, and what they've done, and the name of their seed. This is the most important chapter in the Bible, if you want truth, of how the snake got in the house of Israel. Mark it. Put it on your favorites. Here we go. The sons of Reuben. Now, let's find out what about Reuben. Well, we know that Reuben defiled his father's couch. First son right out of the bat, the eldest son, who was in line to have the birthright. Reuben should have had the birthright. Why should he have the birthright? Because he was the older son. To him belonged the distinction of having the birthright. However, he forfeited the birthright when he defiled his father's couch. He went up and mated with Jacob's wife, the concubine. Now, so he's out of the question here. And verse 10, the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jason, Zohar, Shaul, S-H-A-U-L. Do you have a magic marker or something? If you have something to highlight this, highlight the word Shaul, S-H-A-U-L, the son of a Canaanitish woman. Now, here is a infusion into the house of Israel. He's fixing to load up and get on the wagon, ladies and gentlemen, and he's going to take a ride down to Egypt. And while he's down there, for approximately 200 and a few years, he's going to multiply, and he's going to have little children, little Canaanites, children running around all, and going to mix right into the house of Israel. You say, Pastor, buddy, I never knew that was in there. Well, duh, you ain't going to hear this in the bell box. Ain't going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. This is too controversial. You want to get this on alternative talk radio on truth. They let me preach this on truth, and they don't wrap me on the knuckles. Dr. Jack, they pay the bill, and I just keep on preaching. Never have had a reprimand, never been called in on the carpet, saying, now, Pastor Buddy, tone your message down. You're offending some of the people out there in radio land. Praise Yahweh for the liberty and the freedom to express truth. The time is coming when truth is going to be more precious than a gold nugget in the 49ers. Experience in San Francisco, California, back in the gold rush days. Now, remember that Shaul, we'll explore him more as we go into the series here. Shaul was the son of a Canaanitish woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, Miriam, and we find out in Numbers 147, if you want to go into the in-depth here and run references. Now, but we're just going to highlight Levi for you and chase on down here because we're going to get through down to the next one. This next one's very important. This is the one that the Israelite preachers don't want to reveal. This is the one that burst their little bubble. This is the one that will tell the story on Judah. Because you see, most of the house of Israel, What can I call these preachers? All of them have identity. Well, let me say identity and you'll know what I'm talking about. All of the identity preachers, they listen right here, boy, you'll never hear them preach on this one. They'll run and they'll hide from Pastor Buddy. They don't want to show up for Pastor Buddy's in fellowship. You know why? Because this is embarrassing. they've always preached that the Jews are God's chosen people, but yet they turn around and say that the Jews are not God's chosen people, and they don't know how to explain it. Then they'll go off on some tangent about the Jews, oh, I hate them Jews, and them Jews ought to be, all be killed. Ladies and gentlemen, these Jews, they would have rather known the house of Israel, and they've been there all along. If you want to find them in the house of Israel. Satan's seat is right in the middle, right in the smack dab, as we say here in the South.
Glory to God.
In the middle of Jacob Israel. Where's the best place to hide a needle? You say in a haystack. Uh-oh. No. You see, again, those conditions you thought that the best place to hide a needle is in a haystack. That's a pretty good place. But if you really want to hide a needle, hide it in a stack of needles. And you got your needle here real good. Now, you talk about a major problem for genetic research and to find the real culprit here. He's signed right into, I know you're Abraham's seed. Verse 12. The sons of Judah. Heir. Who's heir? Well, if you go to the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis, we'll go there later on as we go into depth. I've got all this message, ladies and gentlemen, on video. If you'd like to have a two-hour teaching, it probably goes 4 hours, but if you'd like to have 2 hours at least to run through these things, and I go into depth, I take you to the 38th chapter. I'll show you how that Judah married a Canaanite woman, where the Christian identity preachers run when Pastor Buddy gets in town. They don't want to preach that. It's embarrassing to them. Ladies and gentlemen, we might as well fess up here and everything in Israel's true blue. It ain't all Israel, it's Israel, and Israel ain't going to go that on Israel. My heavens, I've done told you that two-thirds of the ones that are slated to go ain't going to get the trip. So you better make your election and call and sure, you better examine yourself, and it's very easy to get deceived on the path of the broad way. Now, if you get on the narrow way, you ain't got no problem. If you're on the narrow path, you're gonna hang right in there, and you know that you're on the right path. But if you get on the broad way, there's a lot of paths on the broad way. The sons of Judah, Er and Onan. Now, these two scoundrels, what are you calling scoundrels for, Pastor Buddy? Because Yahweh killed them. Duh. What'd you kill him for? Duh. Well, you didn't hear about this in the Bellbox Church, probably. But they were the wicked one, the Canaanite bloodline, into the house of Judah. No, we didn't like that very little bit. He killed the scoundrels. You say, Yahweh didn't kill them. Well, you go over and see. Praise Yahweh. And he would have killed the last one here. Now, he killed two of them, but the problem here is, ladies and gentlemen, that he had three. And one of these snakes gets away. He escapes being killed because Judah hid him. H-I-D. The snake hid right in the house of Israel. And Judah done it. Duh. Yeah, we're going to tell on him tonight. The old boy's a good boy. I like old Judah. He's got some righteous trance about him. And he's a pretty good fella. But I'm telling you, he was a horny old goat, and he went down there and he got in the wrong playhouse and he played with the wrong woman. And he brought forth some bad seed. Two of them killed and one of them got away. It's like shooting in a covey of birds here. You gotta be good to get the whole covey. Because when they come up, brother, they scatter fast, and they'll startle you with a sudden rise. And this is exactly what happened here. Satan said, oh, my heavens, Yahweh's going to kill us all here. I tried to get my blood into the house here, and he's killing them. So he used the old sympathy, you know, the old flesh. I talked about how sympathetic the carnal mind is toward the Canaanite affection.
Oh, bless the buddy, these good people in all faiths, glory to God.
Well, then why does the Bible say one Yahweh, one faith, and one baptism? It didn't say faith. One faith. And that faith is the true faith, and if you ain't in it, you're obviously out of it.
You say, I'm almost right.
We ain't pitching horseshoes. You say, I want to be. Hey, there's wannabes everywhere. You better straighten up and get on the right way, and the only way to do it is get your mind straightened out. You know, they jerked a kink in your mind. Most bell boxes, I guess I'm damn mad at bell box preachers. You know why? Because they are the thieving rascals that's going to destroy most of Jacob Israel. If you don't believe it, go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12 and read what these false prophets will do that are in sheep's clothing, that they are wolves. They are trained spiritual assassins speaking good things. No wonder they don't want to get up and preach like Pastor Buddy. My heavens, they don't want to tell on their own self and dig their own grave. Hey, let's tell the truth on old Judah down here. Don't get mad at me. You talking over Yahweh. Yahweh was, he was pissed off highly about this. He was madder than hell. What did he do? They said, he killed him. Killed the first two out of the chute. And was working on Shelah there, S-H-E-L-A-H, Shelah. Yeah, he was after him. He would have got him. But old Judah, in a sympathetic response to the carnal man, he said, no, heavens, he's going to kill all of my boys. I got a hurt on Shelah here, and I ain't going to let that old wicked witch have my son here for a wife. He's talking about Tamar. Tamar wasn't no wicked witch. She was a righteous Israelite. Yahweh was trying to protect the seed line here. So he destroyed the first two seeds. And then Tamar, ingenious as it is, brought the seed line back into the will of Yahweh as she mated with Judah. Now, who did Shelah mate with? Well, it's in the Bible, and we'll get into that. If you will search the scriptures, you'll know, but that's for a king to do. If you're not a king, you ain't gonna search no way. You're gonna pay some false prophet to do your search, and ladies and gentlemen, he'll search wrong for you. I had a brother to talk to me the other night. I guess we talked. He's out of the state of Pennsylvania. I guess we probably talked maybe two and a half hours on the subject of baptism. He went over to talk to his Baptist preacher about the message he'd heard me preach, and so he was giving him a few scriptures that I'd handed him, and the Baptist preacher said, oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, water doesn't have a thing to do with saving you, son. You've got to be saved, but water don't have nothing to do with saving you. And, of course, this brother was pretty well read because he'd been taking notes and been reading and searching. You see, they don't want you to read and search because it brings up these provoking questions that brings a disturbance in Sunday school. And that's a place to sleep. Don't say nothing out of the way to that preacher up there. That's God's holy prophet. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got too damn much respect for the devil. The Bible teaches you yourself don't give place to the devil. Oh, yeah, but when he shaves and puts on those clean, slick, $1,000 suits and gets up there and he's got perfect caps. He's been to the dentist and he's got him a bleach white set of caps on. And when he smiles, you know, that big artificial tan he's got on. I mean, you know, all the women swoon and loon, and of course the men, you know, they're asleep. And the children, they're playing marbles down on the bench. And carrying on. So, who cares? Just as long as you wake up for offering time, that's all they care, ladies and gentlemen. That's all they care about your soul. And they're taking you to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh and are destroyed for forgetting and a lack of knowledge. Well, where am I here? I've got just a few minutes to finish up on the 12th verse. And the sons of Judah, Er, Onan, Shelah, and Perez, and Zarah. But Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. Now I wonder why it don't say that Shelah survived. You have to do your search. See, if you're just reading the Bible for reading, most people just read to read. They think that, well, if I read over that, you know, I don't get much out of this here in Genesis anyway. It's just, you know, a bunch of genealogy stuff. And I'll hurry along here. I've got to be at the theater at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock and pick up the children from the movies. And, you know, and then I've got to get my Sunday school lesson, glory to God. And I've got to have my little Sunday school card and my little offering to take up their Sunday. So I'll just skim over this real quick and I'll let the preacher explain it to me. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better do your own search. The Bible said, save yourself. If you're too cotton picking sorry and lazy to get in the Bible and search, or to have enough guts to listen to a preacher that will tell you the truth. And that's what I'm telling you here tonight. The snake's in the house. And if I was you, I wouldn't go to sleep because you might be sleeping with him before the night's over, because he likes good warm beds and he likes to cozy up to sympathetic people. Here he is. Shelah got away. Shelah the son, and ladies and gentlemen, in the 26th verse of the 46th chapter, all the souls that came with Jacob, Shelah's listed here among those that went down into the land of Egypt. So now we've got two sons at least, corrupt bloodline. We've got verse 10 and verse 12 with two of the house of Israel, corrupted with Canaanite blood, and they are the sons or the flesh of Abraham. That's how that Christ said, I know you're Abraham's children. He's trying to kill two of them down there and would have got the third one, like I say. You say, you mean that was Christ trying to kill? Yeah, that was him. That was the bad boy. He said, not our little sweet Jesus, glory to God. He never killed nobody in his life. Well, let's see here. Back to the chapter of the book of John, to close it out here. Praise Yahweh, gotta hurry. Are you older than Abraham, it says here? And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Are you listening? Before Abraham was. Verse 57, then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham? Verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. That was Christ that followed them, ladies and gentlemen, and that was Christ that was killing the two seeds, the discrepant seeds here, and would have killed the other one if he could have, but he got away. Well, I've got to get away here, praise Yahweh, and close out, and this is Pastor Betty. Or why don't you call me on the telephone and tell me how I have insulted you and your bell box preachers. Praise Yahweh. Or why don't you call me up and say, Pastor Buddy, I praise Yahweh for a man that will tell the truth. Now, call me at area code 423-626-2172. Or you can simply write me, Pastor Buddy, at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to continue, as we will perhaps go into another segment on the serpent seed in the house of Israel. If you love the truth, give me a call, praise Yahweh. If you don't, see you down there.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.